Let this morning's music connect you to your inner voice, lift your spirits, and bring you back into balance where you know beauty. Music has the power to transform the most mundane and the most challenging moments of life into deeply resonating human and often undescribable experiences. When created from the heart and with truth and pure intention, music is a spiritual expression of the most universal nature and the highest order. The power of music can transport one immediately on all levels of existence beyond the limits of our intellect and physical body to a higher and often blissful and inexplicable state of wonder. Music has the unique ability to transform us independently of our thinking mind to a place uninhabited by the judgments, doubts, and fears that too often constrict our hearts. May this morning's music continue to awaken us to our higher aspirations and light the path of your inner and outer journey. Inspire us to reach higher and deeper. May it bring you true connection to wonder, peace, and joy. Welcome. May Unitarian Universalism which reaches beyond all walls for the truth that sets us free, help you today to find your place in the world that inspires you to build bridges and to love boldly. May it be an incubator for your highest and most noble aspirations. I welcome you to the Unitarian Universalist Fellowship of Manhattan on this very special morning when we celebrate music with lots of talent and gusto. So welcome everybody to the fellowship. Kindle in our hearts faith that shall be a light upon our way and a song upon our lips. May the light of this challenge help to expand our hearts with understanding so that we may see in this light that we are all brothers and sisters, and by doing so, bring love near. In this light we share. I draw your attention to the announcements in our order of service. Ours is a welcoming community where we find connection, a loving community where we find meaning. Ours is a sharing community where our joys are amplified, a caring community where our sorrows are lessened. We take this moment in our service to reflect on our personal joys and sorrows and acknowledge the mutual support of community. If you would like, this is the time to please share a brief personal verbal expression of a special joy or sorrow or the mix.
Morning, Kathleen Tenona. I'm the current chair of our board, as most of you know, and I just want to express my joy and thanks for spending a lovely Saturday afternoon with my fellow board members, our minister and our director of religious education and our administrative staff person. It was a really lovely day on the prairie in the Flint Hills, and I just really appreciate all of their service and hard work, and they're really doing good things for you, so say thanks when you can.
Hi, I'm Liz Matta. And I have a sorrow that I'm leaving Manhattan next week. I'll miss you all. And I'll miss the fellowship of the church. I have another sorrow that I need to find a home for 2 10-year-old cats. It's not funny if I have to be the one to take them to the shelter that kills. So if anybody has interest in a pair of wonderful cats to foster or to have a forever home, I'd really appreciate it if you'd talk to me.
I just want to announce that the book group will meet this week here at the Unitarian rather than at Monta's, because she's fearful of a rainstorm that's supposed to come, and that does not bode well for anybody who's going to drive out in the country, because she doesn't have the paved roads. It's going to be dangerous if that happens. So 7 o'clock here at the Unitarian for the book group.
I'm Harriet Yonke. I'm not sure if this is the proper time to do it, but I want to introduce my friend Wayne Mills from Abilene. It's visiting today.
Welcome.
It's a joy for me to introduce my mother that's visiting from McPherson. She'll be celebrating her 91st birthday in a couple of months, and she's brought by my sister, who's her primary caregiver in McPherson, and her number one assistant, my brother-in-law, Carl.
All right.
Jim Chanteau. Had the pleasure last week of seeing Marilyn Caldwell and Steve Moll back at their home in Geneva, New York. They're doing well. They've opened up part of their house as a kind of a bed and breakfast. If you want to find out about it, it's on Airbnb. They live in Geneva. Shouldn't be too hard to find. Had a great time there, and then from there went up to Canada, where I was in Montreal and Toronto, as well as visiting Niagara Falls. One interesting experience was crossing into the United States from Canada several times during that trip. I was asked each time as I traveled into Canada if I had any firearms. No. But they kept asking. They just didn't believe me, I guess.
Logan's happy, I think, that he had a birthday party yesterday. It's turning 4.
I leave on Wednesday to go visit my father-in-law on Thursday. It's his 91st birthday, so I'm thrilled to be able to spend it with him. The sorrow, if you will, is that he's just recently gone on hospice. But I'm really, really happy that I get to spend some time with him. We get bringing in a barbershop quartet for his birthday.
May we remember those who have spoken, those they have named, and those we hold in silence in our hearts. So let the music begin.
Well, on behalf of the music committee and all of the musicians who are participating in this program, we're glad you're here to share the day with us. the morning with us. Some people are more interested in sharing than others, we will just try to make it as good for them as can. I want to point out a couple of changes in the program. Matt Campbell was all set to make his debut as our resident drummer and became really deathly ill yesterday. And fortunately, Mike Herman was able to find an unemployed drummer, Drew Valenga, and he's come to join us at on short order, and we are very grateful to Drew for doing that. One other mistake. We keep trying to find to get Renee's surname right. Henceforth, it is for all of us. It is Renee Reasoner. You know, if you go to her email address, it's Renee Reasoner or Holly at Reasoner or something. I forget. Anyway, they're both there. And we're anxious to perform our pieces and to be in the audience while other members of the congregation sing and play. All right.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved us. Leah, and this is my dad. I'm going to be reciting a little short thingy. People marching for a social change often sing as they walk along together. When UUS sing songs like One More Step, we are promising each other that we will keep on taking steps in the struggle for freedom, fairness, and peace. Song written by UU songwriter and sing Joyce Pauley.
Ataka, not revealing all patchet, oh, ataka, ataka. Don't.
The first of the numbers I'm going to perform, Irish Tune from County Derry, is a very well-known melody that has had words and all kinds of variations put on it over the years. You'll recognize it immediately. I didn't put in the more popular title on purpose. The reason is this was the original version as performed or arranged by Percy Grainger for orchestra, band, and piano in the early 1900s. The words you're familiar with were added in the 1930s. So this is the version of Fill in the Blank. Tell me what that's normally called. Danny Boy. 1930s. That was the 1903 arrangement. So the song came first, the words came later. This next one also has an interesting history. La Donna Mobile is from Rigoletto by Verdi. And Verdi knew he had a hit on his hands when he wrote this in 1851, so much so that this is normally sung by a tenor, it's an aria. And he didn't want anybody to hear the music until it was performed for the first time because he knew it would be an instant hit. I guess he was a good forecaster because, of course, it's become very well known since. Within a day of it being sung in Venice for the first time, all of the gondolier drivers were singing this. So that's how much he was able to forecast his popularity. La Donna e Mobile.
Thank you.
As we move into the middle of our 13th annual musicale here at the Fellowship, I think it's a very important moment to recognize all the time and effort that it's taken to organize and put this together, all the work by the singers and musicians. It's a great gift to all of us. So let's really be thankful for all that great work. And Michael Oldfather has been leading this forward and onward. So thank you, Michael, and everyone who's participating. Freely as the music flows, and we receive gifts that minister to the needs of our mind, body, and spirit, gladly we bring to our fellowship and its wide concerns a portion of this bounty to share.
It's John Prine's take on immortality. Woke up this morning, put on my slippers, walked in the kitchen and died. Oh, what a feeling when my soul went through the ceiling and on up into heaven I did ride. When I got there, they did say,
It happened this way. You slipped upon the floor and hit your head. And all the angels say just before you passed away, these were the very last words that you said. Please don't bury me, you're not in that cold, cold ground. Now I'd rather have them cut me up, pass me all around. Put my brain in a hurricane and the blind can have my eyes. The deaf can take both of my ears if they don't mind the size. Give my stomach to Milwaukee if they run out of beer. Put my socks in a cedar box, just get them out of here. Venus de Milo can have my arms. Look out, I got your nose. Sell the deaf can, I'm sorry, sell my heart to the junk man and give my love to Rose. But please don't bury me down in that cold, cold ground. And I'd rather have them cut me up, pass me all around. Put my brain in a hurricane and the blind can have my eyes. The deaf can take both of my ears if they don't mind the size. Give my feet to the footloose, careless, fancy, free. Give my knees to the needy, don't you pull that stuff on me. Hand me down my walking cane, it's a sin to tell a lie. Send my mouth way down south and kiss my ass goodbye. But please don't bury me down in the cold, cold ground. I'd rather have them cut me up, pass me all around. Put my brain in a hurricane and the blind can have my eyes. The deaf can take both of my ears if they don't mind the size. I almost got that. All right. It was early last September, just as near as I remember. I was strolling down the street in tipsy pride. Not a soul was I disturbing as I lay there by the curbing when a pig came up and sat down by my side. As I lay there in the gutter, thinking thoughts I dare not utter, a lady passing by was heard to say, "You can tell a man who boozes by the company he chooses." And the pig got up and slowly walked away.
was weary and ill at ease, and my fingers wandered idly over the noisy keys. I knew not what I was playing, nor what I was dreaming then, but I struck one chord of music like the sound of a great amen, like the sound of a great amen. Crimson twilight, like the close of an angel psalm, and it lay on my fevered spirit with the touch of infinite calm. It quieted pain and sorrow, like love overcoming strife.
Hello, I'm dyslexic, so Larry doesn't want me to get out of order, so he's telling me where to go. Well, you've all probably heard about Peter Morales announcing at the beginning of the summer that there's going to be a nationwide strongman competition among all the UUs, and maybe you're surprised or amazed, but these are the finalists from clear across the nation. And we were so closely matched through all of these feats of strength and stamina and virility that they decided the appropriate time to choose the winner was right here at our musicale. So we'll vote or something afterwards and figure that all out.
We wanted to end on a very sublime note, but it didn't work out.
I stretched the truth a little bit. Michael is just an alternate to the group, but he had the guitar.
Thank you.
So.
I am the strongest man alive.
That might seem like idle boasting, but I have no need to lie. I have lived through plagues and tempests. Not another soul survived.
I am the strongest man alive.
I have carried burdens heavier than human tongue can tell. I've traveled distances untold, been forth and back to hell. I've endured the very worst that man or nature could contrive.
I am the strongest man alive.
I have fought in many battles, though I have not won them all. It's a miracle this bruised and battered body breathes at all. Oh, they say a cat has 9 lives. Well, I've lived through 4 or 5 or 6 or 8.
I am the strongest man alive.
I have cheated death 1,000 times, that foul and greedy thief. But I've buried many comrades, which has brought me endless grief. I alone live on while all my friends and loved ones die.
I am the strongest man alive.
It's the mental anguish that's the worst of all the pain I've had. Or other men have gone insane. I'm only slightly mad. And still I bleed, I breathe, I weep through times I've wished to die.
I am the strongest man alive.
Give me that. I had nurtured many just like you at one time or another. No man can match the strength it takes to be a woman or a mother. We are multitasking whirlwinds, creative, loving, bold. Your boast of being mature has grown old.
The strongest man or woman in the world must face death. There's a motive for each motion, a purpose for each breath. And with our true and lasting love, I would not thrive. Your love makes me so grateful. I'm alive.
May the chords of love and laughter that have been struck and heard today build bridges into your week where joy and depth and extension of this beauty is found. Go in peace, go in love.